This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
You may take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us in the studio. And that's Ian.
And Mark.
As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts and kicking off the second hour, back with Dennis, who hung on the line through the news. Dennis, appreciate it, because I think it's an important discussion. You brought up the tariffs, and then that led to a discussion about immigration and socialism and, you know, forced wealth redistribution. And I didn't feel like we, you know, had enough time to really discuss it. So thanks for hanging on. Are you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right, cool.
I had a question for you.
Sure.
What's your feelings on sanctuary cities and sanctuary states? Under the assumption that those states and cities won't turn over criminals, or they won't notify the ICE before they release criminals, known felons, back on the street. I was wondering what your feelings were on that.
Let's clarify what a sanctuary city or sanctuary county is. My understanding,
okay,
given that, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, here where we're doing the show, and that's Cheshire County, New Hampshire, and the sheriff here did come out with a sanctuary county policy. Generally, it is considered to be where they will not actively basically assist the federal government with their investigations of just people who are being looked for immigration reasons. It's not to say they won't assist them when they're looking for an actual criminal who's wanted for a crime. So,
They don't hide criminals simply because criminals are immigrants.
Right.
They just don't look at immigration at the misdemeanor that it is, as a, you know, a crime that they're going to turn over to other law enforcement agencies. And the reason that they choose not to do that is because, if somebody gets in an automobile accident, you want them to stick around like most folks do, but immigrants are going to run away because the automobile accident could turn into a deportation.
Just because somebody is a felon from whichever country they've, you know, received the equivalent of a felony, doesn't mean that that person continues to be a danger. Wouldn't you agree?
Except there's so many instances that I hear, unless they're lying to me on TV, where there's actual people that rape women, and they abuse children, and they do atrocious crimes, and they get released without being notified, without notifying ICE. I mean, there's...
You're saying these people aren't wanted for a rape. They have in the past committed a crime like rape or some other awful crime, and they're being released when only the thing they've been caught for is perhaps being an immigrant. They're not wanted for a rape. They're not an active... under active investigation for rape, right? Just to clarify.
No, I think I'm listening wrong to what I'm hearing on TV.
Well, it's possible they're miscommunicating. It's possible they're miscommunicating. There's a certain group of people out there who promote a crackdown on immigrants.
Right. The whole shtick is to say immigrants are scary and terrifying people. But when you look at, say, the Americans Conservative magazine went through a few years ago, and although it's difficult to figure out exactly whether or not illegal immigrants are committing certain crimes, because we just don't have those statistics, but we can find out whether or not, say, Hispanics commit more crimes or fewer crimes and that sort of thing. And what we found was that as far as a demographic goes, Hispanics, when you look at a demographic, say males 16 to 25, they don't commit crime any more often than regular Americans do. And so to sort of, I find, blowing up these stories and saying, these illegal immigrants, they've already committed the misdemeanor of wandering through the desert, so of course they'll rape our women, they will abuse our children, and they will murder you if they have to be demagoguery. Right? I mean, like, that's what it is. You don't have a career if you're in radio if your career is just making fun of poor people.
Well, Mark, you did something that you went to prison for when you were a teenager.
When I was 17 years old, I got a conviction, a felony, and it wasn't pretty.
Or a violent crime.
Yeah, I was there when somebody was harmed, and as a result, I can't go to Canada, and I just got turned around traveling to Japan.
But now, you're 48 now. You put that bad life behind you. You've got a kid. You've got a wife. You're a respectable person these days. But that didn't get you in through the immigration process in Japan. They turned you around.
Yeah, and that's because governments are just bureaucracies. They're organizations that claim monopolies. They're inefficient, and they don't solve problems.
Here, I got a question for you, Dennis. What if this happened? Yeah. That's a crazy question. It's never going to likely happen in our lifetime. But what if the United States government ended their welfare program, whatever different welfare programs they have. They just put an end to it. Let charities, let churches, let individuals help people who need help on a voluntary basis. So end all the government-forced wealth redistribution programs. And then they let go of all their property that they're holding on to, the two-thirds or whatever of the land west of the Mississippi that the government claims for its own. Let's say they just let it open, said, all right, homesteaders, come on in. And then they opened up the borders, got rid of, you know, all the crazy Border Patrol stuff, and then people could just come here and migrate here and settle somewhere, wherever it is that, you know, they were allowed to settle. Would that be an objectionable thing to you?
Not as long as they're not causing us expense as far as free medical and free housing and all those things.
So your real issue,
people living in the streets and tents in these
No doubt. I saw it in Manhattan. We saw people laying on the streets there.
Right. Nobody seems to worry about them. Nobody's doing anything about them.
I've been to Seattle. I've been to Portland. If those people wanted jobs, they could get them.
Yeah, they don't want help.
Yeah.
Those folks. But so it sounds to me, Dennis, that you're upset about the forced wealth redistribution programs, the government welfare
programs. Right. We have a welfare problem in this country, not an immigration problem.
And so it's important to place the blame where it belongs. The blame belongs on the politicians. The blame belongs on the Republicans and Democrats who continue to pursue these programs. You know, Republicans claim they're for small government. They don't ever do anything about it. They continue to support these things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all this crap that forces people into this one-size-fits-all system and punishes them if they don't want to participate. And then that leads to people being angry because those programs are then being given, or some of them are being given, to immigrants. And then they misfocus their anger on the immigrants themselves when the problem is with the politicians. And so then as a result, what you get are people calling for greater immigration restrictions rather than calling to end welfare. And then if you want more immigration restrictions, well, there's only one thing that's going to lead to, and that's a police state. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a police state. Do you?
No, but there's a process that my ancestors had to go through.
Not all of them.
To come to this country.
Do you know what the process is like now by comparison? Because it's way worse now. It's not like you just stop off somewhere, give them your name, and, you know, waltz into the country like it used to be. Now it's a ridiculous bureaucracy of applications and fees and approvals and bureaucrats and meetings and schedules and lawyers and waiting and waiting and waiting and more fees and then more waiting and more obedience.
Well, hold on. And one more thing is that we're presuming that the organization that claims to rule us, the United States government, knows the right amount of people to let into the country. This is an organization that cannot keep drugs out of its own prisons, but somehow knows, like, magically, the right amount of people to bring into the country. No, they're not. They're unaccountable bureaucrats, and they act like it.
But can I make a statement here? I agree with 100% with what you're saying. But the way the laws are right now, and until we get them changed, we got so many of our own people that don't get three meals, square meals a day. They're living on the streets. And if thousands of people are pouring across our borders, every day, and they don't have jobs, and most of them can't speak English.
Well, many of them do get jobs. Just to be clear, they're more than happy to work.
I shouldn't be taxed to pay for an American citizen, and I shouldn't be taxed to pay for a non-American citizen.
And Americans are not skipping meals.
I don't owe somebody just because they were born inside the United States.
Dennis, good call. Thanks for making it. We got more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you?
If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise, and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453 Light Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind, although we ended up talking about tariffs and immigration. And I actually had the story in my show prep tonight about Donald Trump and his alleged deal with Mexico to drop the plans for the U.S. tariffs that he had announced last week or the week before, saying that they were going to have escalating tariffs on Mexico unless they did something about immigrants. And so Trump is saying, well, they're going to do something. And the New York Times is saying, well, apparently what the Mexicans have said they're going to do, they'd already agreed to do in previous discussions. So there's some confusion about exactly what's going on there, and we'll get into it in a little more detail when we get a chance. Ian and Mark here in the studio. By the way, I had the chance to use my Edge wallet again today, since we're back in Keene, New Hampshire, the crypto mecca, and it's super easy to spend cryptocurrency.
Couldn't
here.
Find any place in New York that was...
Honestly, accepted. We didn't look.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, we didn't find it.
We didn't look.
Well, we looked at stores.
We didn't look at the maps.
By.
That's not the way you look for crypto accepting places, Mark. You got to go check the map at like anypaymap.com, for instance. That's one of them. There's a bunch of crypto maps out there that kind of show you where the places are that take cryptocurrency. But if you're ready to spend cryptocurrency or save it, trade it, securely hold it, to buy it, you can do it all from Edge Wallet. And you can get your copy on your Google or Apple app stores. It's available for iOS and Android devices. And it supports a bunch of cryptocurrencies, not just the original Bitcoin, but also Bitcoin Cash and Ethereum, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and more. They're a veteran team, and they've been building wallets since 2014. Their tagline, secure your freedom with Edge.app. It's user-controlled. You own your money. You're responsible for it. Edge.app, and it's a super easy-to-use wallet. It's a great one for first-time users, and it's also, I'm an experienced user of crypto, and I love it. I use it more often than any other wallet, and I did that before they were a sponsor on Free Talk Live, long before they became a sponsor here. Big fan. Edge.app. .app is their website, or just download it from the Google or Apple App Store as we continue here. Of course, talking about immigration, obviously people feel very strongly about this subject, and it is one that is, I think, massively misunderstood and misdirected, where people are frequently blaming immigrants for problems created by the government. Welfare is a problem, and that is a government problem, a government-created problem. It is one that none of the politicians want to suggest to end. Right, because if some politician gets out there and says, we need to end government welfare, well, then people in the United States are going to be like, but what about my Social Security? What about my fill-in-the-blank program that they are looking forward to or taking advantage of?
Social Security is a different program. I mean, that's a retirement program that you were, you know, forced to pay into.
It's not your money you're taking out of it.
Well, it's not.
It's the younger people's money.
Agreed.
So they're subsidizing your retirement.
I don't think that the government can steal my money for 40 years mm-hmm. with the promise of handing me enough money to pay for dog food when I retire and then choose to stop giving it to me.
They can do whatever they want. They can raise the age of
you collect. They can do whatever they want, but when you advocate for it, you're advocating for something, in my opinion, which is even worse than what the government's doing.
When I advocate for what?
Them stopping Social Security.
Yeah, I'd love that, because then every young person would get to keep 13% of whatever it is they are getting paid that's being taken out of their paychecks. It would be an
immediate... What you should advocate for is the freedom to stop contributing to Social Security if you want. If the government wants to set up the world's worst retirement program mm-hmm. and people want to participate in it, then by all means, they should be able to.
Okay.
I don't want to stop that.
Fair enough.
But, it's a bad program, and but to take it away, just say, let's get rid of Social Security. Well, come on now. Lots of people paid into this thing, and they deserve whatever it is that the
government
should
pay. Government is not obligated to pay. I agree with you. They should pay out.
They're not obligated to. Well,
you can't sue them. If they raise the age from 65 to 70.
When you say obligated, you're talking from a legal standpoint.
That's right.
They are morally obligated because they
stole
from
you. They don't have morals. They're the government.
They're people. They're not the government, okay? There is no thing called the government. They're just mm-hmm. a bunch of rapacious, irresponsible people.
Those people don't have morals.
Doing whatever the hell they want mm-hmm. at the behest of
if they give you
mindless myrmidons.
You're lucky.
What's that?
If they give you a check, count yourself as lucky.
Agreed. You're lucky every single month.
You're lucky if you can buy a bag of dog food with the check, because they're also, they're not obligated to increase it based on inflation either. So over time, the amount of money that they end up giving you is probably going to be worth less and less.
Yeah, it's, you know, what we can see here is that the population is of Americans has been having children less and less often. So the people out here that are worried about immigrants, they ought to be trying to get as many in the country as possible to be able to pay their Social Security.
Right. So what you end up getting with people, you know, the last caller pointed out that welfare is not going to go away. So in the meantime, we need to have all these restrictions or whatever, while at the same time saying he agreed with libertarianism, which clearly is not the case. But
well, I mean, not understanding entirely. You look, I would agree with the caller that the likelihood that you can grow the government by saying we need to keep the immigrants out is higher than the likelihood that you're going to shrink the government by saying that welfare is the problem, not immigration.
But then let's you're going to get a police state, okay? So if you want to keep the immigrants out, you're going to get a police
state. But it's easy to get a bigger government because the government officials want a bigger government.
That's right. And plenty of people want to have a bigger government because they want the government to do what they want it to do. They may not like it doing other things, but they don't feel like they can stop it from doing those things. So in the meantime, they want to build an immigration control bureaucracy, which is apparently, for their liking, not big enough. They want to have more border patrol. They want to have more checkpoints. Oh, wait, you don't want to have checkpoints? Well, sorry, you've already got checkpoints, and you're going to get more of them if you want to have border enforcement.
Immigration is the same problem as health care. The government inserted itself into a situation where there was really no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a few little things and said, hey, there's a few little problems here. We're going to insert ourselves. And then the problems got bigger and bigger and bigger, largely because of the government inserting itself. These as I said, unaccountable criminals.
And people want to see more of
it. To rule you. As they inserted themselves, they
You think the government did a good job with health care? Because if you think they did a terrible job with health care, and I think they did, they screwed up that industry. They've deregulated the crap out of it, and they've made it super expensive. And
well, we could look at some areas of health care where they haven't inserted themselves. We can look at things like plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. We can look at LASIK surgery.
Sure.
We can look at veterinary medicine. We can look at a variety of them, and we can see that there's better and better medicine provided at less and less of a cost over time because, well,
that's not true for the rest of it, because they've gotten into the business of health care. Healthcare for the most part, far and wide, and they've absolutely ruined that industry. We were looking at statistics earlier this week showing dramatic increases in costs in the healthcare industry, and that's all because of government regulations and just destroying that business and making it so the advancements are much slower to come because you have to ask government permission first. You got some new thing you want to do, you got a new pill you want to create, or some new therapy or whatever. You got to make sure the government approves it first. And, of course, that means it costs billions of dollars more than it otherwise should, and that it raises the prices. And we can go on and on about how the government has ruined the healthcare business. Now you want them to get involved in immigration? What do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to do a good job?
Nope. They're going to mess it up.
Are they going to be efficient?
They're going to benefit their friends.
I just saw,
punish their enemies.
I saw news stories about like little children dying in the custody of the customs people.
This happened.
Of immigration. Is that what you want to see?
It's not customs.
It's Customs and Border Enforcement or Border Patrol. CBP.
Nice.
There's more coming up here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want, and it's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Among those measures, the deployment of National Guard troops throughout the country, especially on the southern border with Guatemala. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge.
The U.S. also agreed to contribute more to development assistance, not just in Central America, but also in southern Mexico. That's also funding that the Trump administration recently cut off. But Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And it's Ian here.
And Mark. I want to tell you about American Finance. Look, if you're looking to get a home or refinance your home, you're going to be dealing with a bank and, you know, maybe a mortgage broker or something like that. One of the pitfalls of doing this is that many of these people that you'll be dealing with are brokers. They're receiving a commission based on the product that they're selling, which means that they're incentivized to sell the product that has the highest commission as opposed to the product that best benefits your life. And I'm not saying that every single one of them is going to fall prey to these incentives. However, some of them will. And I think that the best system is the system that American Financing uses, which is to have salaried agents. Now, American Financing is it's a big company. They're out of Colorado, endorsed by John Elway and Rush Limbaugh and all the big names here. I'm impressed with what they do, but they do largely what you expect them to do. They help you find a mortgage, but they do it in a better fashion, and they do it in a fashion where they're incentivized to help you with their salaried brokers rather than to help themselves. So check them out, American Financing. I have to give their NMLS number, which is 182334, and you can give them a call at 888 888- 804. I'm sorry.
Damn, son.
888-804-0303. This is my first time reading this.
I was going to say, you even got your glasses on.
Yeah, I do. I'm looking at it. 888-804-0303. 888-804-0303. It's AmericanFinancing.net. You don't want to do anything else. AmericanFinancing.net. Check them out. They're a great company.
They do refinancing, too.
Yeah, AmericanFinancing.net.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Dave in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, dude. Go ahead.
Let me preface what I'm about to say. I'm a retired law enforcement. I was a deputy sheriff in Virginia Beach, and I've published books on the issue of legal immigration. I've got about 3,000 articles published on the subject. I do commission crime studies, and with that said, the description you gave, a couple points I want to make. The description you gave about sanctuary cities, the gentleman brought it up earlier, is not accurate. Sanctuary cities don't just refuse to hold people in this country illegally because they have committed a misdemeanor by coming into this country illegally. And they refuse to hold felons. It's what they've committed. They're charged with felonies in their cities or counties.
You mean people who've committed an act where they come from? In the country from which they've come?
In this country? They've committed. They don't even touch them. They're not sanctuary cities. The police are not. How the rule of thumb goes in a sanctuary city, the police are, if they pull somebody over for speeding or registered expired tags or whatever, they're not allowed to ask them about where they're from, their status in this country.
I suspect that.
But wait a minute, you just said that, hold on, you said if they're wanted for a felony, they won't do anything about it? That's BS,
no,
man, come on.
Listen, please, if they're charged with a felony, if police respond to an incident and they charge this guy, an illegal alien, happens to be an illegal alien, with a felony committed in an American city, like Seattle, for instance, or Los Angeles, or where... you can pick any number of them. They are not, they're charged with a felony in that city. They are allowed to bond out. They don't honor the ICE holds. ICE will then issue, what they're supposed to do is run their name through a database. ICE monitors when an arrest is made. And if ICE issues a detainer, they won't hold them. New York City's not holding. That's why ICE is camping out.
What you're
now.
Saying is, just to be clear, you're saying they won't hold them based on what ICE wants. But if, if they've committed a felony and the judge says no bail, they're going to hold them on that. But if the judge says, okay, we'll grant you bail on this felony, because felonies, there's a wide range of them, right? Like a felony can be murder, but a felony can also be possession of drugs or something like that. If it's a felony which they're willing to let them go with no bail on, or PR, for instance, our friend Rich Paul just got PR bail on a felony charge here in New Hampshire recently. So if you're saying they're letting them go on bail or your PR or whatever, that's the decision of the judge. If they don't want to alert the ICE about their immigration status, that's a completely separate issue. If they committed murder, and are they going to let them
get
out?
A bond?
Yeah, they're not going to get a bond on that, dude.
Now, well, let me tell you
Stop
something,
BSing.
Dude. Let me tell you something, dude. There was look up the Bologna family in San Francisco. The guy who killed them got out. It was a gang member. He had been arrested for several felonies in San Francisco. He was an illegal alien. He One of the charges, he had been charged with murder. He had been in and out of jail, and the Bologna family, husband, two sons, were in San Francisco. They had somehow blocked a driveway or something the guy was pulling out of, in the traffic light to stop. They couldn't go anywhere. He gets out with an AK-47, guns all three of them down in the car.
Okay, so what you're saying is
San Francisco authorities protected him. Now, at that point, they didn't have any choice. Because ICE took control over it.
Okay, hold on. Just to clarify something, you're saying before he...
Detainer after detainer on him, they wouldn't hold him.
I just want to clarify what you're saying here,
from ICE.
You're saying that before this man murdered people with an AK-47, he had murdered allegedly someone else, and they let him out on bail?
Yes, he was a gang member, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
What I would suggest, then, is that you talk to the people in California about their jail system, and how it is that they're stacking it full of nonviolent people and they don't have enough room to hold folks. So maybe that's why they're letting people out on bond who've committed murder or allegedly committed murder. Because in most places, if you are a wanted murderer, then they're probably not going to just cut you loose.
He's referring to the charges that this guy had prior to this. So he's a bad gang member. He had detainers, rather. And then he was let out because he would have been in jail if they had honored the ICE detainer. But instead he got out and he murdered this family.
Well, it's not clear exactly what he's saying. It has
a 10-year-old situation. Not to say that that doesn't make it relevant to that family. It absolutely does. But if I bring up something 10 years old, people always call it old news. We can always find the story about the bad thing that happened. There's no doubt about it. All I'm saying here is that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. No, you should not be required to pay for an immigrant's school. You should not be required to pay for their medical. You should not be required to pay for their food. But you shouldn't be required to pay for that for a lazy American citizen who does it either. Because the problem here is a welfare problem. It's not an immigration problem.
Also,
this country was built by immigrants.
Don't forget that in California, you can't defend yourself either. So if some fool's got an AK-47, you can't legally, in many cases, possess a gun in order to defend yourself.
Right,
against
if dad had a Glock, maybe he could have defended himself.
So what you got here, Dave, is a government problem, and people like you who work for the police are part of the problem because you are the ones who are enforcing these bad laws on people. Thanks for the call. We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Yeah, I know. They're just doing their jobs.
You just always array
yourself.
They're
just doing their jobs. I'm against law enforcement hurting peaceful people.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. You can, as always, join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can sign up for our email list as well over at freetalklive.com. It is there. Well, if you're listening live, you have to click through to the, sort of the main page of the site. During the live show, there's like a live player that comes up first. Anyway, once you get to the main page of the site, you'll see the email list sign-up box right there toward the center and the top of the website. It's pretty obvious and hopefully hard to miss. So sign up for those, and we'll send you an email usually on a once-a-week basis, keeping you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Emily, listening in North Dakota to KNOX. Hello, Emily. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. Appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment. A couple segments ago, toward the end there, you mentioned you were kind of comparing government intervention and interference in healthcare as opposed to the government's role in enforcing borders and that kind of thing. Yeah. And I will say right off the bat, I'm definitely a conservative, limited government sort of person. I just wanted to make a comment based on that comparison. I guess for me, it's a little difficult to equate those. And maybe I was misunderstanding what you were saying. But I guess for me, on one hand, you have healthcare, which in my view is not a right as a citizen. I feel, you know,
agreed.
It is not a right.
Right. In a free society, you know, obviously we all need it, and the free market system is there, and it should be used.
No, it is not.
And, you know,
sorry to interrupt you, but there is not a free market system in healthcare. If there was a free market system, if there was a free market in healthcare, then we would have lowering costs over time rather than escalating costs. Prices would go down because competition would bring prices down and increase service and increase selection and options in the marketplace. So what we have is a highly regulated, mostly socialist system in the United States where the government manipulates the market, restricts supply, and restricts doctors, restricts pills, restricts all kinds of treatments and all that. And so, unfortunately, we see in most categories, Mark, you made a few exceptions for like LASIK surgery and plastic surgery. There's a couple areas where there aren't many, if any, regulations at all.
It's much freer that way.
In most areas of healthcare, it's actually very socialized with government controlling the majority of dollars being spent.
Okay.
So not free market.
Okay, and I don't disagree with that. I guess what I was going to say was, if ideally in an ideal world, I believe that it should be less regulated and more free market. Free market should be free to work, which obviously that's not the case. Okay, so we're on the same page there. For me, in terms of the border side of things, I completely agree with you that the laws we have in place are really the issue. I completely agree with that, and that's where we need to be focusing. But for me, it's a little difficult to say that government is going too far, or we should not be enforcing to the degree that we are, because people coming here illegally are breaking our laws, as opposed to government getting involved in a healthcare system when it's not their role to get involved. To me, the government
those laws don't involve victims. Let's clarify something. When you say they're breaking laws, they're not breaking laws involving like actually hurting people. They're breaking the stupid bureaucratic laws that the federal government has put in the way of peaceful people coming here to try to make a better life for themselves. So, you know, if there's no victim, in my mind, there's no crime. And if you can see the benefit of the free market that we would like to see working in the healthcare industry, why wouldn't you be able to see that in the industry of, well, allowing people to come and make a better life for themselves and start businesses and work for people? Wouldn't that benefit the free market as well?
Again, if they're coming here under a lawful process, coming wherever they want through the borders.
When you say a lawful practice, what you mean by that is begging permission from a bureaucrat. And that's ultimately the same problem that you said confronts the healthcare industry. If you want to create a treatment for some sort of malady, you've got to go and beg permission from a group of bureaucrats calling themselves the FDA. And they stand in the way of you being able to introduce or apply those treatments in this country. And if you don't do that, then men with guns are going to show up to your business and they're going to put you in handcuffs. And if you don't want to go with them, you're going to get shot. What's the difference?
Well, I think, in my view, again, we can, I can leave it at that if you'd like. But in my view, again, it's a matter of the sovereignty of our nation. Now, should the laws be
the sovereignty of the nation
all
argument.
Of that, I agree.
Wait a second.
But our nation has borders for a reason, and
well, it's because
folks coming in illegally is a problem for me.
Okay, I understand the problem with the legality. Do you have a problem in the 1860s with black people escaping slavery? It was against the law.
You mean in the South?
Yes.
Well, again, they were already living in our country. They were citizens of our country.
It's not about, look, I'm not talking about sovereignty here. I'm talking about legality. Don't dither on me. If you want to talk about sovereignty of the country, I'm fine with that. There is no such thing as a country. That's a fiction.
But ask the question again, Mark.
Black people who escaped from slavery in the South and tried to go north, both the people who escaped and the people who helped them were all criminals. So do you think that they should have worked hard within the system in order to change it, or do you think they should have just escaped the brutal slavery that they were under?
For me, that would be a moral issue, which I realize is not exactly what you're asking. I admit that. I think both. There were lawmakers who were working to change these things, not fast enough. I totally agree with that. So, yes, the law side of it, people were working in government to help change those laws. But I, from a moral standpoint, believing that every human is valuable, every human life is valuable, and no one should own another human, I believe that the folks in that system, right, you know, slaves and folks who helped them, abolitionists, were also right to do that.
I realize I'm straddling a line there, but I'll admit that you're straddling a line, no doubt. When I was in Acapulco in February, I met a nice lady named Maria. She helped clean my house. I'd like Maria to come visit me in New Hampshire. Would you advocate people standing in the way of Maria coming to visit me in New Hampshire if she liked it here, staying? And as long as I take care of her, I'm gonna make sure she's got a place to stay. I'm gonna take care of her. It's just free people determining, you know, moving across land freely, and then there's government bureaucrats saying no. And then there's people that support it that say, some liar and thief in Washington, D.C. wrote some crap down on a paper, and that makes it important. Laws are just the scribblings of liars and thieves. That's all.
Well, as I said, I think we're going to agree to disagree on that.
The problem is when you agree to disagree with me, you're willing to put a man with a gun in between me and whatever I want to do. You're willing to pull a weapon and point it at me, because that's ultimately that's what the government is. There is no state power without violence. You understand that, right?
Oh, Mao Zedong said that.
Right. It's simple. The Border Patrol agents aren't out there passing out, Hostess cupcakes.
Well, and again, I think that's where I definitely am more on the conservative side than a libertarian side in terms of I believe in limited government, but I believe that.
So it was okay, just to be clear.
I'm a conservative. I love my government officials to have hoses and guns.
Yeah, so you're okay with civil disobedience, people breaking the laws against, escaping their slavery back in the 1800s. You're all right with that. You can see the value and why that was okay. But you cannot see why it's okay for people to escape an oppressive state government in places like Honduras or, elsewhere in Central America to try to come to a better place where they could have a better life for themselves or their families. That's where you say, that's gone too far. We need our own men with guns to put a stop to those people.
Again, if they're willing to come in turn, they're coming. They should come on our terms. And I love.
They're not our terms.
You mean your terms?
Somebody else. They're not even her terms. She doesn't get to make up the terms. These are the terms of an unaccountable government bureaucrat. These are the terms of a sycophanted, egotistical man with a toupee. I mean, they're not your terms.
They are what stands in our current laws
them,
and
Mark.
According to the Constitution.
The Constitution what? The Constitution says nothing about immigration.
No, it doesn't.
It talks about the federal government dealing with naturalization.
They didn't have an immigration service or bureaucracy or anything like that at the time the folks wrote the Constitution. There was nobody checking anybody.
ICE is unconstitutional.
Thanks for the call, Emily. I do appreciate the discussion.
Thank you.
That's unfortunate that, she's so deep within that viewpoint, she can't even see the similarities between escaping slavery and escaping Honduras and places like that.
I'm giving everything up here that the liberals want, right? The liberals want things like, all the immigrants should be able to get back rubs and whatever it is that they want when they come across. I don't want that. I want hardworking people to be able to come to this country and make all of our lives better.
I don't want
one single free thing given to them. But people are like, it's just a nation of laws. It's not a nation of laws. You don't live in a nation of laws. The politicians don't follow the laws.
No.
Have you ever seen a cop pull a cop over for running a stop sign?
Pretty rare.
Come on.
The courts don't follow the laws either. They do whatever they want to do.
Nation of laws is a fantasy. I'm not saying I don't like the idea. It sounds great. But, I like the idea of being able to propel myself to the moon via my own flatulence.
All right.
That'll never happen either.
8:55. You're trying hard, though, every night here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.